Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. That's right, Dusty, GoPSURV.com. They're back. And, you know, regular listeners of our show, they know all about it. You drive your car to Happy Valley, and an RV is there waiting for you. You tailgate nonstop from Friday to Monday. Don't hassle with parking at the game. You get a free shuttle back and forth. And you know what? I got to check with Kevin. The shuttle bus is usually stocked with Labatt beer. We got to see if that's still the case this year. But for more info, you go to gopsurv.com or you call Mark at 800-519-8467. That's gopsurv.com to have yourself a great weekend in Happy Valley come the fall. I'm Jim Galante along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. Dustin, you made use of gopsurv.com, didn't you?
Yeah, man, and it seems like Mark is going all out to make sure that this is a party for week two against Ball State and every week beyond that. Now, think about this now. Everybody's got a personal responsibility this fall to double the how hard you partied for football games.
There is a whole last year.
A whole season worth of frustration. And for me, I mean, I've done it a couple times. I think it's awesome. I have such fond memories of RVs that I'm partial to that. And being able to kind of just do your thing all in one spot, get a ride to the stadium, get a ride back. You don't have to really worry about much of anything. So you don't have to stop partying at all. So if you think about trying to squeeze twice the party into one weekend, it's a logical starting point, right?
And just a little hint here, Dustin, it was like a foreshadowing with double the fun there. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But let's get to some Penn State football talk. So much going on. Leading up to June, we've been pointing towards June for months now, that just the floodgates open with visits from recruits, and we are smack dab right in the middle of it, Dustin. This past weekend might be the biggest weekend of the month, and I want to start with what I consider the two biggest names, and perhaps the two would be the two biggest gets for Penn State. One's on offense, one's on defense. Let's start on the offensive side, and that's Nicholas Singleton, the running back. Now, he's one of those guys. He's a national recruit. There are names like Alabama and Notre Dame involved with him. What do we know about Singleton's visit this past weekend?
Well, it sounds like everything that Penn State could have wanted to accomplish this weekend, they accomplished with him. And that was just to kind of, you know, make him understand what it's like there, what the feel is inside the program. Reinforce. I don't know if you need to reinforce your recent history with developing running backs and getting them to the next level, because Penn State's track record is very, very good at the running back position. And that's been, I think, my point all along with Singleton, is that if you can't get him on campus with that history, with the proximity, with your program, it would be a tough blow, I think. But it does look like coming out of this weekend, like obviously making that trip to Wisconsin and their track record with running back, their track record with running the football and getting guys to the next level, they're in a really good spot too. Alabama is in a couple weeks. Notre Dame, he's visiting. He's doing his due diligence, and he said, he told me a couple weeks ago that June is for visits, and he's trying to make a decision for July. Penn State's in pretty good standing. You know, I don't anticipate Alabama being a huge threat, because it sounds like with two running backs committed already that he is not plan A. He is not a top priority for Alabama. Obviously, there's some allure there and what they've been able to do. So there would be a draw. To me, it just seems like logically Wisconsin, Notre Dame, and Penn State, with Penn State in a pretty good lead position there. Not insurmountable, but in a pretty good lead position. And this weekend seemed to feed into that.
Would you agree that he may be the most important recruit on the offensive side of the ball that's left?
I would say so. And I think it's for all those reasons. I think Penn State has a need for at least one running back in this class. He is a special talent. He is a Pennsylvania talent. And you do need to send that message that a guy that you really, really want from Pennsylvania, you can keep him here. And I think all that rolls into the importance of landing Nicholas Singleton. Everybody in the class seems to be hitting him pretty hard and trying to lean on him and get him to campus. At this point, if I'm predicting, and you look at the 24/7 Sports crystal ball, if you look at the Rivals forecast that they do too, it looks like everybody feels the same way, but it's not signed, sealed, and delivered yet by any means.
Definitely. When a recruit becomes national and you've got whether it's Ohio State, Clemson, or Alabama involved, you always have to be a little bit leery. The guy on the defensive side of the ball that I think, and I'll ask you if you believe he's the most important on the defensive side of the ball, is Danny Dennis Sutton, who's the defensive end for Maryland, who seems to be just rising up all of the rankings. And I keep bringing up the point they lost one defensive end in Anai White, the number one guy out of Pennsylvania, but wouldn't getting Dennis Sutton really kind of make up for that loss.
Oh, I absolutely. I think Penn State was, I think that maybe they thought they were in it with Anai White for a while, but it didn't look like anything could be taken for granted in that recruitment. And here we are now. For Dennis Sutton, I mean, you look at Penn State, Georgia, Alabama, those look like the three schools. And, you know, anytime you're going head to head with SEC programs like those who are pulling out all the stops as well for Dennis Sutton, you are going to be in for a fight. And I don't know when this fight's going to end. You know, is this fight going to be over by the time his senior season begins, or is this going to drag on? I think the quicker it goes, probably the more it benefits Penn State. I think they're in a little bit of a lead position there. It would seem, if you're reading the reporting of guys like Ryan Snyder and Sean Fitz, it would seem that proximity is a factor for him. And if that's the case, and they're you know, he and his family are really buying into what James Franklin and John Scott Jr. are selling in terms of developing players at his position, Penn State has to like their odds here. And I think you should like their odds for Dennis Sutton. Important player. I would call him the most important on the defensive side. You know, look at what he brings to the table. 6'5", 250. What I compared him to was he looks, frame-wise, a lot like Yetur Gross-Matos at the same stage of his development. But I think he's a little bit quicker, has a little bit more fast twitch than Gross-Matos did at the same stage of his career. Can bring that sort of hybrid and move inside to tackle when the situation calls for it. I think he's going to be a really, really good player. Rivals has him at number 11 in the country now. And a five-star player. 247 and the composite aren't quite there yet on him, but you see the upside there. Penn State is in a good spot with him. They've got to nurture this, and it seems like last weekend was a good weekend for them. It's like any of these situations, Jim, we're so close to it right now, and I don't think anybody really went into this thinking each weekend, new commit, new commit, new commit. So you have to read the tea leaves here. It seems like Penn State got accomplished what they needed to accomplish. It just doesn't show yet in the form of a commitment.
Well, I think, Dustin, in terms of commitments, and we've talked about this for a couple weeks, June is the time for visits. You said that's what Singleton said. June, you do your visits. Maybe it's July you make your decision. If you can get all your visits in, that's when it's time to say, okay, let me look, let me talk with my family, let me make that call. Dustin, there were quite a number of defensive backs who were around this past weekend. And some of the names, well, here's what I found interesting, and I want you to talk about them together, and that's Jaden Bellamy and Jaden Gould, who are cornerbacks from the same high school, Bergen Catholic in New Jersey. My first question to you is, if you've got two cornerbacks on your high school football team who are both Power 5 candidates, who in the world would throw on you in high school?
I mean, one would think nobody would get that done. And, you know, maybe they're playing competition that's not all that interested, and they become less interested in trying that on you. So, yeah, these are two players, you know, comparable guys, I think. And you know, Penn State seems to be in really good position with both of them. I'm not going to pass off any of this information as if it's my own. This right here, by the way, just as an aside, if you don't have a subscription to either Rivals or 247, you are missing a lot this stretch. They are the only places that have intel about how these weekends are going. And without there being a commitment, you know, that's the only place you can go. So I do a little roundup of news for Penn Live every single morning, and all of it, all the good stuff is behind a paywall right now. So if you want to know anything that's going on, I mean, the same is true all the time, but if you want to know anything that's going on, you're going to have to pony up, and at least for a few months here, pay for a sub for either one. Ryan Snyder does great stuff for Blue White Illustrated, Sean Fitz, Steve Wilfong, Adam Friedman also for Rivals. They all do an unbelievable job at this. There's a lot of good information out there, but to me, I mean, just to bottom line it, Penn State is right there in the neighborhood with Jaden Bellamy, Jaden Gould, Keenan Nelson Jr. From St. Joseph's Prep, and then Kevin Winston Jr. So all these guys, if all the most of the dominoes that look like they might be ready to fall are right here. You know, the defensive backfield could fill up in a hurry at some point soon for Penn State in this class.
Well, I guess that's the other question. Just right there, you've named three cornerbacks and a safety. And, well, we saw this past season that Penn State is willing to move cornerbacks to other positions, but is this class prepared to take in three cornerbacks?
Well, the interesting thing about this class is that now you've got, let's say, a Mekhi Flowers, who is a safety/wide receiver. You might, you know, you're going to have some options. And I think with this class and with a lot of classes, you take the best players you can possibly get your hands on, and we will figure out the rest then. Like Jaden Gould's a pretty big kid, for example. Keenan Nelson Jr. is a pretty big kid, 6'1", 200. You will have some options with him. You'll have some options with Mekhi Flowers if you want to make him a wide receiver or a safety, and maybe the depth kind of influences that. But absolutely, if you like these kids, and Penn State clearly does, you take them and let's figure it out. I think we're at a day and age where, within reason, you kind of can't have enough talented defensive backs, especially when they're not 5'9", 170. You know, these guys are not pigeonholed into being cornerbacks necessarily. You might have some options and be able to move some pieces around. You do have some athletes in this class that you can maybe flip to the offensive side of the ball. I wouldn't worry about that logjam too much because these are standout athletes who can maybe move around.
And the other part to this, Dustin, is college football has become such a passing game that if you have three cornerbacks on the field instead of two, that's not an unusual occurrence because you have teams that are throwing out four wide receivers at a time anymore. All right, that's it for quarter number one, Dusty. Stick around. We've got more recruiting news in quarter number two. Fans are back, and so is tailgating. That means GoPSURV.com is also back. Regular listeners of Keystone Sports know all about it. Drive your car to Happy Valley, and an RV is there waiting for you. Tailgate nonstop from Friday to Monday. Don't hassle with parking, as a free shuttle will take you to and from the game. For more info, go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the GOAT.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.